We're doing Bein Yaakov, and we had left off on Daf Yud Beis, Hey Amud Beis in the standard editions. The Bein Yaakov had quoted that the angels don't like Aramean. They don't like the Aramean tongue. You shouldn't speak Aramaic in your prayer. So how come when this rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer, would visit a sick person, he would sometimes pray for his well-being in Aramaic? So the Gemara answers, Shani chole d'shchina imo. The reason he could speak in Aramaic is because when a person is ill, Hashem's presence is with them. Amar Ravanan, Amar Rav. Ravanan said in the name of Rav, Minayin sheshchina soedet achole. How do we know that God's presence is supporting a person when he's ill? Shneimar, the verse says, Hashem yis'adenu al eres dvai. When a person's lying on his deathbed, he should know that Hashem is there supporting him. Tanya namihachi. We have a braisa that says the same concept. Hanichnas levaker et achole. When someone's visiting someone who's ill, lo yishev al gabei amita. You shouldn't sit on a bed. Lo al gabei kisei. You shouldn't sit on a chair. Ela mitatev yoshev lefanav. Rather, he should wrap himself in a talis and sit on the floor in front of them. Because it's as though the Shekhinah is hovering up above the sick person's head. As the verse says, Hashem is supporting a sick person when he's lying on his deathbed. So, obviously this is talking when a person's sitting low. When I visited the guys here in Machon Meir, after they have their circumcisions, the adults, so it's always difficult. I'm not sure what to do. Should I sit on the floor? I think they'd be uncomfortable if I sat on the floor and they're lying on the bed. I'm not sure how practically we're supposed to implement this. But at any rate, the idea is a very important one. A person sometimes feels like he's sick and bad. He's all alone. Along comes King David and tells us, not only isn't he all alone, he has a godly presence, the equivalent of davening b'tzibur. Ordinarily, unless you're davening with a tzibur, you can't say any language you want. Aramaic won't get you very far. But a sick person, you could pray in Aramaic. Even Aramaic, because we say Hashem's presence is there. As we said earlier, it's as though even better than or equal to davening in a shul.